Department of Health and Human Services, CDC, and NIOSH logos.
The NIOSH Health Hazard Evaluation Program visits workplaces across the country to find out if hazards pose a risk to workers' health.
We offer guidance on how to make workplaces safer. But what actually happens when we come to a workplace? To answer that question, we brought a camera crew along on a visit to Clean Lights, an electronics recycler.
We want to show you some of our activities and let you hear from the employer and employees about their experience with us. In this video, you'll see how we detect chemical contamination on workers' hands and on workplace surfaces.
My name is Adrian Frost. I'm the Environmental Health and Safety Manager for Clean Lights. Clean Lights, we're recycling. This facility focuses on e-waste, so electronic waste.
My name is Diana, and I'm an industrial hygienist. As an industrial hygienist, we assess exposures in the workplace and determine if they are work-related and if they're contributing to health concerns. We are focusing on the metals and flame retardants that are in the electronics and that could be released when they are dismantled, shredded, or processed in any other way.
Elena H. Page, MD, MPH. Medical Officer, NIOSH.
So the hand wipes, we've done two different types of hand wipes. On the first day we were here, we did hand wipes to look at, this was after the employees washed their hands, they were ready to go home to see if they had any of these metals left on their hands. Then we're doing pre-shift and post-shift hand wipes, and we'll see what they come to work with from home, and then we can measure, do they increase over the course of the work shift, which will let us know which ones are being exposed to at work.
Michael Diaz Destier, Shipping and Receiving Technician, Clean Lights.
Easy, not something that I usually do on a daily basis, but you get used to stuff, I guess, as people remind you sometimes, but it's an easy task to do.
Jerry Bomar, Warehouse Technician, Clean Lights.
Everything that they've asked us to do so far hasn't been anything hard, anything difficult. It's just a matter of setting your mind to do it. Just getting yourself out of the norm of your normal routine. Other than that, you guys are all right, you're harmless.
It is an indication of the cleanliness of the non-production areas, as people usually are in those areas unprotected, and sometimes they eat in those areas. So then we want to make sure that those areas are kept clean. Otherwise, the surface contamination can contribute to their overall exposure. The end result is to understand what are ways to minimize exposures to these chemicals. And in the future, we hope that with the information that we produce, the scientific community would eventually provide some occupational exposure limits to these chemicals too.
Adrian Frost, Environmental Health and Safety Manager, Clean Lights.
Well, the biggest benefit is that we have a almost the whole community of experts. So when they're doing the studies, this is folks that we can rely on or count on to do expert studies.
I like it. It makes me feel kind of safe to know that I'm going to find out if the environment I'm working in is safe or not.
Remember, just rinse your hands with water, no soap.
Well, yes. Easy folks to work with. They're excited about what they do, which is always great because then they put a lot of effort, a lot of work, and they're very knowledgeable, and they're willing to take the time to explain the more technical things and to share their knowledge with all of us. I definitely encourage any industry to do this kind of evaluations.
We can do it all. We can do anything that's chemical, biological, physical, psychological hazards. We have psychologists, we have biostatisticians, engineers, health physicists. So we do everything. We can evaluate any potential health risk in a workplace.
If you think there's a potential health risk in your workplace, request a health hazard evaluation from NIOSH.
Mention or photo image of any company or product is for educational purposes only and does not constitute endorsement by the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, NIOSH, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, or the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, or imply that the company is preferred over other products manufactured by other companies, nor does it imply criticism. In addition, links or citations do not constitute endorsement of the sponsoring organizations, their programs, or their products by NIOSH, CDC, or HHS, and none should be inferred. NIOSH is not responsible for the content contained at these sites. All web addresses referenced in this training tool were accessible as of the publication date. This video was produced by NIOSH. Delivering on the nation's promise. Safety and health at work for all people through research and prevention. www.cdc.gov/NIOSH/HHE